Good afternoon, friends and neighbors. I hope you're all having a superbly satisfactory Sunday. I am off shortly to attend the wedding of Sarah Hillis, aka Lady of the Lake. But before I go, there's a rather heartwarming anecdote that I would like to recount to you all. Well, it warmed my heart, anyway. My mother, dear soul that she is, she used to have her issues as a parent, and sometimes she still does, but really both she and my dad have mellowed out so much over the years. My mom used to get really stressed out, and she could get really grouchy. Now, mind you, when she did, she would always apologize afterward if she knew she had been grouchy. So I'll give her that. But these days, she doesn't get stressed out nearly so much. And she's really a joy to be around. Anyhow, she called me yesterday morning and said, "I know you have a wedding to go to tomorrow. I would like to come down and curl your hair and do your makeup for you." And I said, "Well, there's no need for you to do that. If I wash my hair and brush it out, it'll actually curl on its own because I have naturally curly hair now. I never used to, but then I lost a lot of hair when I was going through some hormonal difficulties. And when it all grew back in, it grew in curly." But she said, "Yeah, I know, but you're a pretty girl and I'd like you to look your best because this is a really special occasion." So I said, "Okay, if you really feel that you want to do this, then by all means, come on down." I just said, "You know, also, no offense meant to you, but I really want to go to church on Sunday morning because it's communion and I missed the last one due to ill health." So she said, "Oh, that's no problem. I'll just come down and do your hair and makeup and then give you a ride to church so you won't be late." So she did, bless her, and she even cut my hair because I had not gotten the chance to go to a hair salon. I wanted to, but because of my health issues and financial issues, I just couldn't do it this time. So yeah, my mom came down and did all that for me. And I don't know, I just feel very emotional, but in a good way about that. It's just amazing that I have a parent who, even at my age, will take the time to help me out. It just means so much. There's a song, it was originally by Randy, oh bloody Nora, what's his last name? Randy, it won't come to you, maybe one of you will know it. Anyway, it's called Real Emotional Girl, and I should post it. I have a beautiful version sung by Patricia O'Callaghan, who is a Canadian cabaret-style singer, and she does a really good job with that song. What the heck is his last name? Randy? Wah! That's annoying. But anyway, whenever I listen to that song, it really reminds me of me. So I'm very thankful that my mom took the time to do that. And also, she is looking for a new bed for me for my new apartment. And she even offered to buy it, because she knows that I'm sort of financially strapped at the moment. Especially because I will have to pay first and last month's rent on this new flat in July, and that's really going to cut down on my resources. My very limited resources. So she thinks she found a bed that I would like. Now, she's still on this kick about putting an island in my kitchen as opposed to a table, and I've said, "Look, I've said over and over and over again, you know, I appreciate what you're saying, I know it would be more visually appealing, and I'd have more of a work area, but I don't like those stools that one has to sit at to eat at these islands. They're so uncomfortable, and I don't like eating at that height. So in some ways, she will not listen to me. She wants to make the furniture choices. And I even said to her today, look, you know, I mean, absolutely no offense here. I'm not trying to insult your taste or anything, but you're not the one that has to live there. I am. And she said, yeah, I realize that, but I'm also trying to make it visually appealing. And I said, well, frankly, comfort is more important to me than visual appeal at this point. I mean, I do want the place to look good, don't get me wrong, but... Urgh, the furniture also has to be comfortable. Now I've got the song Make Yourself Comfortable by Sarah Vaughan stuck in my head. That's a nice song, too. Anyway, I am totally wittering on here, uselessly, but I just felt really sort of taken aback and yet so grateful that my mom, who lives about 45 minutes away from here, would come all this distance just to make me look good for Sarah's wedding. I told her it really didn't matter. A friend that's going with me is not really going to make any special effort. I mean, she'll look nice, but she's not going to gussy herself up. And Mom said, I know, but I want to do this. She said, you're not making me do it. This is my own choice. So, geez, you know, parents are wonderful when they're really good parents. And I just feel blessed, you know, even at my age, that my parents would do things like that for me. My dad and I used to have a lot of problems. That's another story. He used to have a lot of issues. He was actually, to the point of being abusive when I was a child. And even my mother sees that now. But she didn't know what to do about it then. But anyhow, the good thing is that my dad, although he has never exactly apologized for some of the things that he did, he, I think, tries to make it up now by being a better person and doing things for me or giving me things that he thinks I'll like. So I take that as the apology that he, perhaps being a reticent person, can't quite bring himself to make openly. And he had a lot of problems from his own childhood. I mean, his own father was extremely abusive. But anyway, I am totally whinging on here, and I've probably run out of time knowing me, so I'm going to end this now. Take care, folks.